Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of The Breer Effect. I'm so pumped to have you here. I'm Steve Breer, and today I want to take you on a journey. From my days as a kid with a big dream in Winnipeg, all the way to coaching in the NHL. Today, we're going to talk about something that's always been super important to me. Lifting others up. You know, success isn't just about how high you can climb by yourself. It's about how far you can help others go. And trust me, the view is always better when you get there together. You know, growing up in Winnipeg, I had to get creative if I wanted to play hockey. We didn't have much money, and hockey gear, that stuff was expensive. I remember walking around the neighborhood looking for dropped coins, nickels, dimes, whatever I could find. That's how I paid for my first set of gear. It was patched together, nothing fancy, but it worked. More importantly, it taught me a huge lesson early on. If you want something bad enough, you figure it out. And that's what I want to talk about today, how those early moments shaped my whole philosophy around success. It's not just about working hard, it's about helping yourself and others keep the dream alive. One of the biggest things I learned early on is that the best way to succeed is to help others succeed. I've been lucky enough to work with some incredible goalies, guys like Freddie Anderson, Curtis McAleenan, Jack Campbell, and a bunch more. Every one of them has their own strengths and their own challenges, but the one thing they all needed was support. They needed someone to believe in them, especially during the tough times. And that's what I always try to do, be that person in their corner. I remember when Jack Campbell first came to the Leafs. He was in a rough patch, and his confidence was pretty shaky. Now, Jack is an amazing goalie. Talented, hardworking, dedicated. But like all of us, he's human. There were tough days, and what he really needed wasn't someone telling him how to tweak his stance or adjust his glove hand. He needed someone to sit down with him, talk it out, and just listen. It was about making sure he knew I was there for him. Slowly but surely, he got back to being the Jack Campbell we all knew, the guy who could make those big saves when it mattered most, the guy who played with so much heart. Let me share another story. This one goes way back. I was just getting started as a coach, and I made the Manitoba Mustangs team. It was a huge deal for me at the time, but then I got hit with some tough news. It was going to cost $2,000 to play, and my family just couldn't afford it. I could have given up, but instead, I decided to take a shot. I wrote a letter to Diane Woods, who was in charge of Manitoba Minor Hockey. I told her I'd pay whatever I could from my paper route money. I remember feeling so nervous, like what if they just said no, but she didn't. She gave me a scholarship, and that moment changed my life. Someone believed in me when they didn't have to, and that's why I coach the way I do today. I know how much of a difference it makes when someone's got your back. Fast forward to today. And I always tell my goalies, whether it's a young kid at one of my camps or an NHL player, that their success is my success. My job isn't just to help them get better at making saves or fixing their stance. It's about helping them be the best version of themselves, on and off the ice. We're in this together, and that means being there when it's tough, celebrating the wins, and making sure no one ever feels like they're alone. You know? I always say the best leaders are the ones who lift others up. When Mac and Freddie were both with the Leafs, we had something really special. It wasn't about competing against each other. It was about making each other better. They pushed each other, celebrated each other's wins, and supported each other when things got tough. That's what lifting others looks like, and it's something we can all do, no matter where we are. Whether it's on the ice, in the office, or anywhere else. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want you to think about the people around you, your teammates, your friends, your family. How can you lift them up? That's where real success is. It's not about leaving everyone else behind. It's about seeing how far you can all go together. A simple conversation, a word of encouragement, or just being there when it matters. You never know the impact you can have. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm really excited to share more stories, lessons, and experiences in the coming episodes. Remember, success starts by lifting others up. Until next time, keep pushing, keep believing, and always find a way forward.